Hello and welcome everyone to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Kuku James, the Africa PPP editor. Up in Northern Africa, Egypt's converters are struggling to secure US dollars to pay for their imports into the country, and import trade is further hindered by a backlog at the Sokna seaport due to a recent worker strike. PE and PP buyers in the country have been vocal since late last year about the adverse impact of renewed political unrest on the country's economy, and especially on the Central Bank of Egypt's standing with banks abroad. Moody's Investor Service downgraded the ratings of five Egyptian banks on 14 February. In addition, foreign currency deposit ratings of these banks were downgraded. Lack of availability of US dollars has meant many polyolefin converters were unable to place import orders in February. Local media have quoted CB Governor Hisham Ramiz describing the Egyptian economy as being in a crisis management mode. Meanwhile, the relatively stable Egyptian pound has fallen by 9% since the end of December 2012, while polyolefin import prices in US dollars have increased, adding to the rise in cost for converters. For example, copolymer PP import prices into Egypt have increased by approximately 8% from 1550 CFR Egypt in mid-December 2012 to 1630 ton in mid-February 2013. The Egyptian economy has been suffering from more than 2 years of political turmoil. Thank you all very much for joining us at the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. For ISIS here in London, it's Kuku James.